It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
Hi, welcome to Police on the Scene. I'm Tim Kretschmann, and today I'm here with Brian. Now, you're part of the Postal Service.
That's correct.
You don't have your postman uniform on. You're in a different part of the Postal Service than our regular mailman, right?
That's right. I'm the Federal Law Enforcement Branch of the Postal Service.
Okay. Now, the Postal Service, these days, an investigation, there's a lot of fraud and scams still out there. You haven't stomped all that out yet. It seems like as soon as you stomp one out, there's a new one, and one that I haven't heard of before, the new Jamaican gang scam. What's going on with that?
Well, there's a lot of Jamaicans who are involved in telemarketing, mass marketing fraud.
Okay.
They call up mainly the elderly people and try to trick them into thinking that they've won a sweepstakes or a lottery.
Now, here's my question. If they're calling, how does the Postal Service get involved?
Well, because the scammers ask the victims to mail money to an address under their control.
So while they're making the phone call, it isn't your jurisdiction, but the minute they touch the mail, you guys got them.
That's correct.
Okay, fantastic. Now, how do our viewers, are there some police officers, but is the general public in general, how can they tell if one of these scammers is calling them?
Well, first of all, usually if they are requiring that you send some money into them before they send you your winnings, and that's a big clue that it's a scam.
Okay, so anytime they're asking for money, and if you didn't apply for this sweepstakes, that's another point, right? Because sweepstakes you only win if you apply for them or buy lottery tickets or something like that, right?
That's correct. And technically, lotteries through the mail, they're not state-operated, are illegal.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that. So you get one of these phone calls. They're going to ask for money. Is there any other things that we should be looking out for that we hear and go, hey, something isn't right?
Well, they also are big on doing investment fraud scams. They'll call up and say, and they work for Donald Trump, and they have this great investment opportunity, but you have to act on it now. And so they use a lot of high pressure tactics to get people into sending money immediately.
But it sounds like a great deal, Donald Trump. He's a big investor. How am I going to, if it's these high pressure things, like you have to do it now, I need it by the end of this week or something like that.
Right.
We should be looking out for that.
Right. Well, I always tell everybody I talk to, you know, there's an old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Okay. So, all right. I get this phone call and I go, this has got to be a fraud. I hang up on it, right?
Right.
What's my next step? How do I report this to the authorities? I call the local police, or how does that work?
Call the local police. If it's involving mail, call the postal inspectors.
Mm-hmm.
Check in with the FTC, Federal Trade Commission. They have a lot of information on how to protect yourselves.
Okay. Now, we talk often about the Nigerian scam. I'm sure some of this is going through email as well. You guys are following email scams as well, because they're always asking for things to come through the mail? Is that how that works?
That's the key for us to be involved. As long as the mail is being involved, it's part of the scam, the integral part of the scam, that we can get involved in the investigation.
Okay, fantastic. Now, is there any website or something that we should watch to find out what the latest scams that are going around are?
Sure, we have our own website, www.postalinspectors.com. There's a lot of information, and there's also a website called www.deliveringtrust.com.
Deliveringtrust.com. Well, we're so glad that you're delivering trust and stopping all those fraudulent people out there. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.